The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast where we have our own mugs. Okay. Speaking of mugs, my guest today, William Thompson.
Hello. I didn't even get a fucking mug.
Yeah, you woke up from the see-through one.
Yeah.
Oh, that goes on for ages. Would you like to join me for the advertisements?
Yes.
The advertisements. Do you shave your bollocks?
I do.
Yes. Well, you'll be glad to hear that this podcast is sponsored by Manscaped.com. That's just the world's leading device for just shaving your nutbag.
You want a clean sack?
You want a clean sack. Lockdown is over. You want to hit those streets just with the fucking smooth pipe.
100%.
Do you shave the pipe a little bit?
I do shave the pipe a little. It'd be weird if you were smooth balls, hairy pipe.
Correct. We say pipe, we mean bass. You know, if you were hairy right up the pipe, you'd probably need to see somebody. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, William. They've got the performance package 4.0.
I'm not in that.
They've got the, first of all, the Lawnmower 4.0, which is the you know, the world famous actual shaver with, it has a light on it. It's waterproof. Mm. If you want to shave your ball bag, you know, on a sinking ship in the dark, for example. and in that package, it comes in a leather travel bag, which is actually really good quality. All jokes aside, the travel bag is great.
I have it. It's powerful.
Yeah. They've also got ball toner. They've got ball deodorant. If you got that fucking Worcester sauce nutsack.
Yeah.
And the weed whacker, have you seen that? The wee small one goes in the Manscaped need to invent something for eyebrows, because I've hit 35 and now the eyebrows are just like that dude out of Gladiator.
Yeah,
you see, cut that in. But that's it. But if you're listening to this podcast, William,
yeah,
you go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAT1, you get 20% off.
You get
now
what
just
off?
Sniff this pits. Ripe. No, just sniffed his pits kind of sneakily. And do you know what? Ball deodorant works.
Under the arms?
On the arm. Yeah.
I'll need some.
Yeah. If under your arms smell like your balls.
There you go. They're not worlds apart, are they? Anyway, shout out to manscaped.com. They've been here from the start. And yeah, use the code GEMBAT1 to get 20% off at manscaped.com. We have another ad. We'll do it really quickly. It's Harry's.com. Are you excited about that? More shaving products.
But this isn't for your balls this time?
This isn't. This is exclusively for faces. And we did a call with them, and the girl on the thing said, this is specifically for faces.
Yeah.
We can't condone any shaving of any other body part.
Yeah.
And I winked at her and I went, we'll see about that. Know what I mean?
Your wank looks like a stroke. That's terrifying.
Yeah, we'll clip that. Anyway, if you listen to this podcast, we've got offers, baby. We've got offers coming at you. You basically, you sign up to these guys, harrys.com, use the code GENERALBANTER, and they send you out a trial pack.
A trial pack?
All you do is pay for the delivery of $3.95. And do you want to know what's in this package?
Tell me what's in the Nile pack.
An expertly engineered weighted handle, a 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in our own German factory. Oh, mein God. A handy foaming shave gel, a travel blade to cover it for life's adventures, and a free shower gel. And that all comes in the one pack. If you go to harrys.com/generalbanter, just pay for the delivery. They'll send you all that gear.
So if you listen to this podcast, no reason to be smelly or hairy.
Correct. Now on with the podcast, guys.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Now, I should stop doing this. Seeing that we're on the brink of World War 3.
Mm.
And it's weird to see it live, isn't it? You know, you're watching, they're like, oh, Putin's moved into the Ukraine there. And it's just, it's very, it's not as apocalyptic as you think. It's just like, that's the airport gone.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There goes the airport.
Putin's dropping truth bombs.
Yeah. Putin is so sort of like, Hitler had a bit of this too, where he goes like, rah! You know, and he's got that like, yeah. He's got that like, I'm not that confident, like, and I said that, you know, he's, you know what I mean?
He's like, he's almost masking how mental he is.
Yeah.
But the thing is with Putin though, like, see, most world leaders,
I like the way you're like, Putin. There's a Y in it.
Davy Putin,
Vladdy Putes.
But like most world leaders, you look at them and you're like, I could probably take you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Joe Biden, easily knock his fuck in.
Joe Biden, a fucking, you know when you like roll a bit of McDonald's straw up and go, that would go straight through his body. The guy's a, I mean, he probably is not as old as you think, but you'd think he's 104.
Yeah. He's like 70 fucking 4 or something. He's old as shit.
Do you know who Kyle Dunnigan is?
Yeah.
Have you seen his impression of Biden?
Is that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air like thing he does?
That was an old one, but he did one the other. What am I doing?
I sucked fingertips. He went around the world, kissed a boy on the lips.
He did it one the other day. I was like, hey man, you know when the train leaves town, you know, it's just like fucking all over the place.
Yeah, I wrote the damn bill.
I wrote the damn. Let me see. What's the dude's name? Kyle. This is gonna be worth it.
Yeah, these are genius. If you've never seen them, they're fucking amazing.
We're just straight up promoting things that are
someone else
that are better than anything we're gonna say today.
I'm awake, my fellow drainers. Our nation's in crisis. Joe Brogan has just said the N-word to Snooki Goldberg. No one's watching the Winter Olympics. And I've just been informed the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has been killed by trucks. He'll be sorely missed. Not only was he the first black guy Prime Minister, he was a great American. And also great Muslim guy. Look, there's these trucks. They transform. They turn into robots.
Do you know what's funny though? We're all sitting here. That wouldn't be funny if it wasn't like almost accurate.
Yeah,
that's how fucking insane the guy. You know.
Yeah,
that famous speech was. Like, we went down. There was kids there, and you know, he was playing. And the train come in from the. And you're like, everyone just holding their breath.
Yeah,
good man, Joe. Good man,
but but it's not too over the top. Like that's the thing about Trump that was so hard to take the piss out of, was he was almost too ridiculous.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I mean, he was parodied a bit, but it was like he was doing it himself.
That's you couldn't make fun of him saying anything because he would say something even more fucking silly the next day.
Totally.
Whereas Biden still tries to maintain. Oh, I'm very serious. I know what I'm doing, but he's just a fucking dementia patient.
If Trump has taught me anything. It's you just do whatever the fuck you want. And then when people go like, hey, you shouldn't do that. You go,
never did it.
I didn't even do that. He's home. I didn't do that shit.
Do you ever, I remember when he was running for president and they put him on that like 13 man panel.
Yeah.
You know, for the Republican nominees to be like, let's make him make a dick out of himself.
Yeah.
And it was just 2 hours of straight him fucking roasting everybody.
Well, like,
wasn't
like
even close.
Yeah, he probably didn't prepare at all. He probably just turned up and they're like, what's this one about? And they told him, and he's like, I'm just going to fucking be just deflecting bullets all night here.
Like, you could probably get elected if you turned up to Stormont and you're in a serious debate and they were all being like, oh, flags and all this. And you're like, listen here, you fucking fat, spacky bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hate the gays, do you? You probably fucking.
You can do it. Dick up your whole
arse like a fucking jar of hot dogs, you. Oh, this is abomination. That's you. Dicks in every hole like fucking Kerplunk.
Did you see the DUP guy got caught by pedo hunters?
Who was it shared that picture and they were like, what gave it away? You know, because the dude is just like fucking total.
See, if you look like that, try extra hard not to be a pedo.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I've said this numerous times in this podcast, but in the UFC, they used, when people were on steroids, and they weren't testing them that hard. They used to call it the eye test, as in, like, does he look like he's on steroids?
Yeah.
And it's applicable across all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, is he a pedo? Well, we don't know for sure. And you're like, have you looked at the cunt? Because I know for sure.
Why can't pedos ever comb their hair? Ever?
True. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, was there, like, is there good, I mean, am I going to Google, is there good-looking pedos? Am I going to do
I
that?
I think you should. It's like the old Frankie Boyle joke.
I mean, the dude from Lost Prophets, you know, he was probably a bit of a piece in his time.
He was in his time, but then you see him as he got arrested, and you're like, what the fuck happened to you?
Well, I know what it is. You're not allowed the goth stuff whenever you're in a prison cell, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, guys, where's my fucking, you forget that he's Welsh. Imagine being Welsh in a new metal band. I love it. I absolutely love it.
After catching the last train home.
That is a tune still. That is a good riff to this day. But yeah, he's not getting the black eyeliner and stuff. But he's, imagine that, just him sitting there. I fuck babies.
There is a clip, and this isn't that funny, but of him on like Pop World or something, like a 2003 fucking stupid daytime music show, right? And he's dressed as Santa.
Oh god.
And he's holding like a wee child. He keeps like kissing it in the forehead. And someone on the show goes, will you stop kissing that baby? And he just goes, why? It's fucking turnful.
Turnful? What a turnful. Fucking, that is the most Belfast made up word of all time.
It is just like, I watched that and immediately went, that's sickening. Let me show everybody this.
Like, I understand, you know, when you have your own child and you know, you just can't stop kissing. You know, you're just like, I want them just to fucking sleep. Just in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't kiss someone else's baby.
Yeah.
Gross.
Even if it's like a niece or nephew, they're like, give your uncle a kiss. I'm like, no, the wee handshake will do. Like, I don't want people talking.
The wee handshake. 2 month old. Good man yourself.
You working away, bro, are you?
Putting a wee tenner down their bib and all. Say nothing. Get yourself a wee fucking poke later on, good man. Go down the shop and get your mask up.
Fill a tank up there, fucking. Good man.
I'll sort your car out. You, like, just the old grand, they just kept keeping you. Here, fucking, take that there for yourself. Say nothing. You always got those, like, bits of money from older people when you're younger. You're like, what'd you do with that before I got it? Where was that?
Yeah.
Up your arsehole? Here you go, here's a fiver I found in a fucking storm drain. There
it's
you
like
go.
Ripped and shit. You're and okay, thank you.
I've used that to prop up a table for 15 years. You take that, son, say no.
Don't tell your mom I gave you that. Well, I'm 7. Where'd I get 20 quid from?
Where'd you get that fucking score from? I'm an entrepreneur, to be honest with you. I run a small business. I sell tip tops. I import the good flavoured tip tops.
Oh, I'd love to just
summer
see.
Fruits.
It's the wee baby, one of those like self-motivator people. Like, I wake up, the grind starts. Nursery, no sleep.
You know there's going to be one of those.
Yeah.
I seen a guy, it was a kid, a guy. Two kids that were brothers, and one of them like held mitts for the other one while he boxed. But the guy that was like, he's already taken on that role of like wise coach.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, it's all about getting up and, you know, grinding and whether you want to turn up or not. You're like, you're 4? Like 4, you're like, well, not 4, but you know what I mean? You're like, you're like fucking 8 years old.
Yeah.
He sounds like Teddy Atlas, you know? Do you want this? How bad do you want this? You fucking 8-year-old cunt.
I started following loads of those self-motivators because it was funny, and now I need to get rid of them because every time you go down your feed, it's just, life is a game of inches. It's not about how hard you get hit, it's how many times you can get hit and come back at them. You run a food prep company and fucking,
oh, that's it.
Bambridge, like.
That's it. The lines are blurred. Like, I want to see real evidence that you're killing it.
Yeah.
Do you know, I can't be having, like, you just in a wee room. You know, it's always just a wee room.
Yeah.
That you've maybe hired for an hour.
It's in the back of a well-interiored but very miscellaneous car. It's never specified. Yeah. It looks nice.
Here's what it is. I'm in a Mercedes. Did I just have a shower with baby wipes in the back? Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah. You can see the Uber driver in the front.
But I'm here to tell you about fucking working hard. It is always a whitest man on Ulster. Fuck off. Someone said you're built like a space hopper.
As Miles, welcome to bounce on me anytime.
Yeah, one in the pink, one in the stink. With them two handles. Yeah, I it's the same with crypto and all. I keep getting messages from people like, man, if you're looking at crypto, this is the best one to invest in on. You're like, have you left your day job yet? No, then fuck off.
Yeah. Crypto's weird, and like, See, once Smix got a hold of it, I lost trust in it.
Smix, though.
Do you know what I mean? When they're like, bro, you need to invest. You're $3,000 in debt.
Aye.
The drug gangs, I'm not taking fucking financial advice from you.
I understand the crypto because you can buy fucking gear on the dark web.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much why it was invented in the first place, which is why no legit place takes it.
Yeah.
If you're trying to buy a house and they're like, where'd you get this fucking $20,000 from? And you sold like a load of crypto, they'd be like, can't take it.
But you know, I mean, head cases in Belfast used to be fun, crazy people telling you crazy stories. Now you're at a party with them and they're sitting there going, listen to me, mate, Ecuador have adopted it as the main currency. And you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's just, it's dodgy. That, you know, it reeks of dodginess.
I don't know enough about it, of finance of any fucking description, but the minute someone tells me about it, I'm like, it just doesn't sound like a good idea. Like NFTs, they've been explained to me about 10 times.
I mean, Niall is like, he's checking them now. He's like, did someone say crypto? And he's like, is it still safe? I signed up for a Revolut card the other day, you know, for a bit of travel insurance and a bit of, you know, VIP lounge access.
Yeah.
In airports and whatnot. But you can put money into crypto in the app. So I might do that for crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just feel I've missed the boat now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gone. Because I had a mate who was like, get into it like fucking 6 years ago and the dude's loaded now. Do you know what I mean? Like hundreds of thousands.
Does he do anything else?
Oh, no, that's just a side thing for him. Yeah. But he's very clever.
Well, that's it. If you're good at, you know, if you're savvy that way.
Yeah. Thing is that, like, he's like Rain Man. Very clever dude financially. 14-year-old child in every other way.
Couldn't butter a bit of toast?
No.
Yeah, it's always the way, isn't it? It's always the way. I had a mate who is a doctor now, and we were at his house at, like, after a night of drinking, and he was holding the grill tray, like, you put in the grill, and an egg, going like... How do you cook this egg?
Just doesn't compute. Yeah, just like,
I've never seen anyone grill an egg, but sure, in the shell.
You can see his face buffering about how to do this. Like.
I know. Anyone that I know that has like real money doesn't really give a fuck about crypto.
Yeah.
And NFTs done it. I understand, like, and there's people, I know there's someone probably in a white van.
Screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah,
stupid bastards!
They're doing their job, but they're like, I can't... Guys, plastering a wall. I can't believe... In fact, I'm taking the piss. You make a lot more money plastering. You make a lot more money. I swear to God, we're doing up the garage at the minute.
Yeah.
And I got this bill for, like, timber. And what arrived versus what I paid, I was like, are you pulling my cock off my body? Like, that was £1,700. Like, it was literally, like, about 40 planks. And I was like, that was £1,700.
It was the delivery of it. It was fantastic, too.
Yeah, the guy just fucked it off the side of the thing. I can't go up there at all now. But...
have to go check my crypto wallet.
Yeah, that was the NFT thing. I understand owning digital property.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like they're doing it in the right way.
I don't understand how, like, what prevents it being screenshotted and shared in that...
Well,
form.
Nothing, but it's like they're given this meaningless image value. I understand it a bit because I'm into watches and I know that like a watch can, you know, its stock can go up and down. But if you don't care about watches, it doesn't matter to you at all.
Yeah.
You know, or you can't afford it, so who gives a fuck? But I understand like, you know, things are limited and there's not so many of them. And if you own one, the more rare it is, the more... I understand that shit, but it's like... I don't think they're doing it right with like digital ownership of stuff anymore.
Yet. Yeah. I agree with that. I think we'll probably get to that stage somehow.
Because I had an idea. I had an idea at the back of Lavery's one night and I was like, I'm a genius. Get me on Dragon's Den. Why don't they have like almost like a Getty Images selection of like art that actually
can be used.
You could pay like a Netflix sort of rental per month. And have like a digital fucking art wall in your restaurant.
Yeah.
And it changes all the time.
Oh,
shit. And you're kind of just subscribing to the art image.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me.
Well, you've just said that in your podcast now and given it away, but yeah.
But again, someone would be like, what's stopping you fucking screenshotting the Mona Lisa and putting it up? And you're like, maybe just license it the way you license every fucking image.
Yeah.
But instead, someone's like, don't this fucking monkey smoking a joint? And you're like, no. Aaron Butler, here's a picture, here's a fucking Pokemon or something. Right. What?
Here's a frog hitting a bong. Which was that? $30,000. But it's investment, bro. It's investment. See who's laughing.
Yeah, like investment has to be you already have not even millions, hundreds of thousands, and you fuck $5,000 at it and be like, I'll not miss it.
Aye.
But I'll see where it goes.
Don't be putting your life savings in the fucking...
Yeah.
A little fucking stupid.
Don't be sitting
thing.
In your fucking Corsa that you live in going, mate, now's the time.
Now am I sitting here...
Do you have any NFTs now?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Will you fuck what is it?
Did you buy one? Just one NFT?
I bought an NFT. A Disney one.
Much?
£60.
Is that what we're talking
about? Is that all they are? That shows how little we know.
The Disney ones, it's like you buy them through an app, a Disney app.
Oh, God.
And then they go onto the marketplace. But they're impossible to buy when they drop because there's something like, I don't know, maybe like 1 million users on the app. And then there's like 10,000 NFTs and everyone goes for them. So if you can get one straight away, they almost like fucking 10 times value straight away.
Yeah.
But mine hasn't.
That's
thankfully.
That's like anything.
Yeah. So they're very hard to get.
I was talking to someone about watches too, and they were like, if you can buy a new anything, if you can get a new Rolex, even if you don't like it,
yeah,
take it and just it'll be worth more.
Yeah, was that the watch guy comes on here?
No, it was fucking someone else. But yeah, it's a similar sort of thing, but also weird. Weird to be sitting around being like, what image have you got?
Yeah, I don't have a fucking
clue. Can you make
what we're talking about?
You can, but you know, it's sort of a thing. If you don't have like a big following, no one will give a shit. You know?
Are you thinking of a Barry the Blender NFT?
Nah. I don't know what it would do.
Like, anyone could make them, but you know, it's just the same as like doing art.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if you don't have like any hype behind you, no one will give a fuck.
Oh my God. Well, I fell asleep twice there.
I love how you got a Disney one. Is there anything Disney don't fucking own at the minute?
Probably not.
Do you know what I mean? They own fucking every property that's massive. Do you know what I mean? Like Star Wars, Marvel, Fox. So that's the Simpsons family. All the franchises just fall under Disney.
Walt Disney's just, is he cryogenically frozen somewhere? And he's just going to be like thawed out. Well, then we're like, ha ha! Give me money! It's just wake first thing he says, kill the Jews all again. Yeah. All of them.
He's turned German while he's been frozen.
Where's he from? Walt Disney?
I thought he was American. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm shitting on you for your Disney knowledge. I don't know it.
Walt Disney.
Wee Walt.
You fuck a wee.
You wee Walt Disney, ye.
American entrepreneur.
You suck my Walt.
Not many Disney's knocking about, is it?
We Chrissy Disney.
Just sounds like a local shop, doesn't it? Nip round to Marty Disney's there and get fucking two packets of bongos for this fucking party.
Never guess who's dead.
Hey.
Brenda Disney.
Liz Disney. Liz Disney's dead. Lizzie Disney.
Lizzie Disney.
Is he Disney? Isabel Elizabeth Disney. Full name.
It's like Hitler, you know what I mean? There's none of those kicking about anymore.
I found out the other day, Adidas was Adolf Dassler.
You saw this? Which is the best fucking name ever.
And his brother was called Rudy and he invented Puma, the brand.
Adidas.
My name is Adi Dazzler.
And his brother was Rudy. What happened to the Dazzlers?
Don't know, but if your shoes were like, yeah, I got a pair of Dazzlers on, it'd be great. Want a pair of Dazzler Predators, mate?
What were they?
A pair of Dazzler Yeezys.
What they cost you? By the NFTs.
Oh, I fucking.
The NFTs.
Nazi fucking. I wondered, was it like a wee swastika on it? And then he's just like, I'm going to have to just change it into something else. I'll just take out, just three lines will do you. Three lines will do you. Adolf Dassler, check out my shoes. We've had a strange morning here, guys.
We're very sleepy.
We're very sleepy. I feel ill for some reason, you know. I've probably got something going on.
So you got a chicken burger out of a coffee shop?
Yeah, I went to Tim Hortons and literally the girl was like, can I get six donuts for the boys? Let me check. Can I get three coffees? Let me check. I'm like, what do you do? What have you got in this shop right now? Anything at all.
The 10 bets and the green tea.
The Timbits are rotten things.
They're fucking stinking.
They're old.
And this, I mean? We've been talking about World War III, and the most passionate I got was talking about fucking Timbits.
They're bombing the Ukraine.
Fuck that. Do you try them Timbits? Stinking.
Grimbits?
Like my Quimbits?
Quimbits? Yeah, they're not good though. They're old. They feel old. Someone found them in their car after 2 weeks and we're like, put them.
That's exactly what they taste like.
Put them all in together. Now, we got the donuts there. I had the fucking cinnamon.
Oh, they were great.
Jizz roll. That was good.
The coffee was nice too. It's literally.
Coffee was great.
Do you think the Timbits is just like old fucking dough or something?
Well,
like, what is it?
It's the asshole that they knock out of the middle of it and then you don't need it anymore. Polo tried to do that. Polo were like, do you want a Polo spearmint asshole? They're actually good too, but they knocked out the middle of it and you got to eat those.
I'd eat those spearmint assholes.
Tell you what, if you eat like a full packet of sugar-free Polos, they'll give you the shits real quick.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Something about mints as well, if you have loads of them, they give you a wee fuzzy tongue.
Oh, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like a layer of
Do you
like,
ever scrape your tongue?
Yeah, all the time.
Do we more than what, two devices to scrape your
Is
tongue?
Is it the wee like yeah. little, yeah, I use them.
How far do you go back? Like,
I could straight down the esophagus, sorry. I'm bringing dinner back up with it.
It's fucking spaghetti. Here's the worst magic trick ever. Check it out. Just covered in Polos again.
Bulimic magic. But no, they're great, but it's also, do you ever just get disgusted by your own body when you're like cleaning yourself?
Daily.
Do you know if you're squeezing a spot or whatever and you see what comes out of you, you're like, gross.
I was doing quite a bit of housework the other day. We're moving our bed and all this here shit. Real dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty. Sneezing a lot. And then it blew my nose and I was like, was I down a mine for 2 weeks? What happened there? Like, it just kicking up so much shite in the room that I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's rotten.
See, when I used that man scraper nose trimmer thing, for the first time I used it, I basically got rid of every hair in my nose.
Mm.
Never do that again because I didn't realize how important nose hair is.
Mm.
It was like I just railed 3 lines of MD for 2 weeks. Just my nose was fucking just screaming.
Raw. Yeah.
Boogers. You know, it's like a salty soup. It was fucking disgusting.
Oh, God. He's fucking Nile 3 up there. Do you ever fart in your car and think, I'm not going to be able to sell this again?
I fart in my car, I'm like, the government are going to make me keep this.
I didn't realise you installed a commode in this car, judging by the smell of it.
That's a very disabled smell of this car, I believe you, sir.
Oh, God. This is making me feel even more sick. I'm just sitting there like, ugh.
What, the smell of the disabled? That's awful, Colin.
My new album, Smell of the Disabled. Shout out to Mark Lanigan, who passed away this week. Who knew that the guy who smoked flat out and sang lyrics like, and the hanging tree swaying in the breeze. How'd he die? Did they find out?
I don't know, actually.
Too many fags?
Probably.
He lived in Killarney, though.
Did he?
Do you know Mark Lanigan, the singer? No.
No.
It's very niche.
What's he from?
Was it the fucking Screaming Trees or something?
Was he in Bass Hunter?
He featured a lot for Queens of Stone Age.
Sang a Parts Unknown thing.
Yeah, did you ever watch Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown?
I've heard of it, never watched it.
Is it Parts Unknown or?
Yeah, Parts Unknown.
That's where The Ultimate Warrior's from, but.
Where?
Parts Unknown.
Didn't that guy's heart just explode in his chest?
He did, like, he appeared on Raw the day before he died, and if you see him, the fucker is just bright red.
That's how
swelling.
I don't watch it, and people are like, I know people, you're into wrestling a bit,
yeah.
Aaron's into it, a lot of people are, you know, adult.
It's one of those, people are secretly into it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, you drop that Chris Benoit reference, and the place fucking blows up, like, people are secretly into it.
Was that you laughing on that, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate it. But this is probably what I miss about wrestling. Is, you know, the shelf life should be short. I want you to fucking rail it and die young. I don't want you to fucking, like, you know, like CM Punk coming out with a fucking bar soap for a body and being like, I'm a pro athlete.
CM Punk looks like he works in CEX.
Yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Or like he's in Curry's being a dick.
How did you feel about whenever he tried to... like do MMA? not his fucking balls rolled.
Not surprised, because people were like, well, Lesnar did it. And you're like, yes, but Lesnar is an NCAA champion. And also, look at him. He will fuck you.
He is an absolute
genetic freak.
He's a complete genetic freak. Like, and even like when he's older, it stays with him. Yeah. And even when there's photos of him when he's like 15 in school, he's like, and the fucking traps are like, hit them in the side of the face.
Yeah.
Like, look at that guy. He is. No wonder his heart exploded. Fuck yeah! Yoked out, man. Look at those nipples, aggressive. Look at that guy.
Do you mean, like,
juicy.
Fucking shred. There's so many. Every time I come on here, we end up looking at wrestlers' bodies. But
I can't remember the last time. So, I mean, he's bodied up there.
I think last time we looked at Baracus, big guy with chains on him. Fucking ridiculous looking.
Yeah, man's great. Look at that body. Like,
oh, I.
If his heart didn't explode, the skin cancer would have got him. Like, do you know what I mean? That dude is just like, I want to look fucking like a toffee apple.
Yeah.
Just but then fucking lit.
They never stop. And then you get the Hulk Hogan, who's 73, and he just looks like a fucking old leather sofa.
What about him fucking on that sex tape that time? Do you see that?
Did I fucking, yes, did I saw. Did I see the fucking, did I see that?
It's on a loop in my front room. But was he not just pumping away, and he's like, I shouldn't have those chicken wings or something? What does he say?
He says something worse than that.
What does he say?
He just drops the N-word about 40 times.
Shouldn't have had those N-wording chicken wings.
We'll say chicken wings instead of the N-word, and I'll give you the transcript of what he said.
Go ahead.
I hate these fucking chicken wings. My daughter keeps bringing home fucking chicken wings. Do you know what I mean? He goes, oh, if your daughter's gonna fuck someone, make sure it's not one of these street dwelling chicken wings. Fucking chicken wings. I read
while he's just fucking pull the condom off his dick.
Why, he's fucking his mate's wife.
Quality.
That's what it is. His mate's wife who filmed it.
If you're
it.
Fucking Hulk Hogan, you can't fuck your mate's wife. What are you doing with your life?
I'm an American hero. Give me your wife.
What was this?
Before he comes, he just.
Who's at the door?
Pulls her neckers off. She goes,
you. Do you reckon his fucking cock is just bald and then he just has thin blonde hair hanging off it, perfectly straightened?
Brings up their bedroom, throws her down, just goes.
Oh, yeah. Rips it all off. Absolutely quality.
Because that's what he got in trouble for. It wasn't the sex tape, but then it was the 40 M-bombs he dropped over the period of the sex tape got him in trouble.
Bloody hell. Scootily-doo.
See the amount the wrestlers have sex tapes? That's never the ones you want. That's never the hot ones.
I didn't realise China, is it? China. She did lots of porn.
She did.
I thought it was just like a bit of a leaked sex tape, but she was getting it from all angles. How does he look older there, though?
See, if your mate, right? You're used to that because it's Hulk Hogan. See, if your mate came in with that haircut, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
see, one day, I'm going bald, but I've got long flowing hair. Shave it off for me.
There's certain people where you're just like, okay, I've just accepted that. I mean, look at that moustache, man. What the flying fuck is that?
What up, brother? Look at this fucking moustache, brother. Can I have a go on your wife, brother?
I'm fucking your wife.
For
all my N-words.
One time I went to the wrestling show and I was like 8, right? And there was a dad in front of me who clearly brought his 2 kids and they were not interested in wrestling at all. And I swear, halfway through the show, I just heard him say the phrase, like he'd clearly been talking, I took my seats and he just looked at them and went, and that, children, is why Hulkamania will never die.
Dumped a beer in their head and just left. Fuck you two wee wankers. John Cena is a weird looking fella too. He's got like dwarf body, but he's big.
He's massive. Like he's gotten skinnier now.
Yeah, right enough though. People do just accept the fact that that's what Hulk Hogan looks like.
Yeah.
Imagine your mate's dad. You know, like you went around your mate's house and like, who's that? And he's like, that's my dad. And he walks in, he's like, what's up, brother?
He's sitting there in a sleeveless top and a feather boa.
Yeah. Just bald and peroxide. Like he's bleached his hair around the side and everything.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's only because you're used to that look, but that's not a normal fucking
not at all
way to look.
Like, if a dude like that walked down the street, you'd be like, well, pedophile.
You do see them. Sometimes you go to a wrestling show, you see some weird fucking, like, I go to a wrestling show, look around the room and go, I'm hot.
Do you know what's hilarious, though? On a good day, right, if I hit the weights and ate well for, you know, 2 to 3 years, the best case scenario is... Yeah. Steve Austin.
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I think so. And I would, if it was in shape enough, maybe not that Steve Austin there. Young Steve Austin.
He looks like Hulk Hogan there.
Yeah, that fucking he does. Hurt? He does. But Jeff, I mean, that's not a million miles away from what I look like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whereas, see, if I see when I don't look after myself, I look like Kevin Owens.
Okay. Is that a wrestler?
He is a wrestler. Look up. See, when I have weight in the beard, this is what I look like.
Fucking weight in the beard, lad. Say it again.
Kevin Owens.
Right. This is we're losing listeners by the second.
Oh, yeah, because we're doing wrestling. That's me.
All we're left with is guys that will never buy Manscaped. That's all we're left with. So this guy's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
They really let their stand.
That's him looking well.
Did he see The Rock and be like, "Give us a cow tattoo"?
Like, that's the kind of dude you bump into at a Chinese at 2 a.m.
Have you ever seen?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one: download Rocket Money. Step two: link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three: create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge: upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I forgot that. Sorry, I just had a complete fucking sideways thought there, and Al, you'll appreciate this. The other night, I was driving home and I was like, right, you know when you're like, what'll I listen to? I'll put on something new that I'm sick of listening to the same shit. And I was like, I'm going to try and listen to Radiohead, right?
Nice.
And I put on fucking, what's the fuck, is it Kid A or something?
Yeah.
With that big fucking, you're immediately in a movie.
Yeah.
Immediately I've killed someone, they're in the boat, you know? And I had this memory of like, we went out in town and my mate was like, I'm staying up. He had a flat like facing Elms, but that's quite far from the middle of town. Like,
that's a down about half an hour.
And I hadn't been in town. I was young, like, I hadn't been in town much going out. And I was like, where the fuck are we going here? And we just kept walking and walking and walking. And there was a dude behind us who didn't look on like that. And all I heard was like, fucking, he's super angry, like shouting. And he barged between the two of us. And we were like, Jesus Christ, mate. And he went, Radiohead are the best band in the world. And he just kept walking. And it was just him. But he literally was like, fucking shit. And he just like burst in between us. Like, boom, Radiohead are the fucking best band ever. Or something. And I was like, what happened when he was out that night that like fucking pushed him over the edge? Tonight's a night.
That's the same levels as that cunt I saw at the Liam Gallagher gig with a full fucking tambourine with him.
I seen that in your story and I was like, I would be hard pushed not to boot him down the steps. I'd be like, excuse me, mate, what the fuck are you doing?
It was up for like 20 seconds and you'd reply like, what the fuck is this?
It's the most annoying instrument as well. Like, if he brought an electric guitar that wasn't plugged in, he was just been bring, 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 bring.
Yeah.
Made more sense. He's like, like, damn. You know.
But he was like, when Liam Gallagher came out on stage, the dude like walked in between all the steps and was like standing doing this to everyone, like shaking it at them. It was fucking ridiculous.
Grown man, like.
Grown ass man. It's alright if you're 14, maybe.
Yeah, this dude's like fucking 50.
Jim, how would you feel about that? Like, you're at a gig and someone is dressed, not even like in one of your shirts or a bit of merch, dressed exactly like you, like deliberately styled to look like you.
I have taken a few photos with guys where I'm like, you know, you might need to tag exactly who's who here.
Yeah,
you know, I've seen that quite a bit, like, but well, like not quite a bit, like once or twice,
but. Yeah, but not like, but that wasn't like deliberately they've went out of their way to be like, make me look like Geddes,
you know. But the Gallaghers have a distinct look. You could accidentally be standing beside me with a fucking hat on.
Yeah
which many people do.
It's weird when you take your hat off. I'm just not, you're not used to it.
I know, it's weird. I'm gonna, in the summer I'll wear more bald heads.
Yeah.
I just like hats.
Yeah.
Because I've been bald for longer than I've had hair, believe it or not, in my lifetime.
When did you go? But you've been bald since you're like 20?
So, I sort of had, everyone in my family kind of has thin-ish hair.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put like fucking product on it, it looked like I was going bald anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I was just out of school, I was in a car crash where I fucking went through the middle seats and hit the windscreen. And that basically gave me like a full Zidane where it just skinned my head.
Fuck.
But it was bust open down the middle, but like clean shaven in a circle. Obviously friction just took it off.
Yeah.
So I had to shave it completely like to the bone with these big line of stitches. And then it slowly grew back and then I got the stitches out and then it grew back again. I was just like, it looks shite anyway.
So you're just like...
So from then I just kept shaving it.
And could you grow it if you wanted to?
Not or now.
No. No. Too late now?
I'm actual bald now.
Yeah.
Then I was like... Just fucking skinned alive.
Yeah.
But I never give a fuck. Like, I literally never... I think when I was in uni, I tried to grow it back a bit. And, it was like a wee... You could put a wee bit of, like, fucking Dax wax in it, move it about a bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't even like it. I was just like, just get it off the fuck.
See, I think I have about 5 more years, I think, of decent hairline. See, when it starts to go, it's all coming off. Do you know what I mean?
He looks like thick and luscious right now.
I but the rest of my family, like, this is the age it'll literally go from this to full front page of the Sunday World within a fucking year. Just
leaving court, loyalist paramilitary, leaves court.
Yeah, yeah, do you know what I mean? So
what's your loyalist paramilitary name? William Thompson?
Yeah, what's my name now? There you go.
Willie the fucking, it'll be sort of like mafia-esque, wouldn't it? But then sort of, you know, like Game of Thrones. Little hand.
William Wee Paw Thompson.
Tiny Paw Thompson. My middle name's William. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Is it?
Aye.
Colin William Geddes. You just sound like a fucking estate agent. Like
a flute dealer. Yeah, my granda was...
You're looking the stuff, bro.
Had a granda belly. Up the hoods.
Up the rod. I swear, you and Dave are the only people who call me Billy. I fucking hate it.
I don't call you Billy, but I will now.
Now that I know you don't like it. Call me Willie. That's what you call me.
Willie.
It's only the older ones call me Willie and Billy. See, everyone my age, nobody calls me that.
It's funny because William is a nice name.
Yeah.
And every derivative of it is gross.
Liam's nice, but it's very Irish, so I don't want it.
No one's being like... it's William, but you can call me Liam. No one's saying that.
Yeah. No one where I'm from saying that.
Yeah.
You can call me Liam. You can get on top of that bonfire. Just crawl on up, big man.
Sure, you are Liam. You're behind and all.
That's right. I wanted to be called Liam, and my mum was like, nah, you can't. Liam. We hand Liam. And I was like, no one's got to put two and two together there.
Call me Liam. I've brought my own tambourine. Anyway, fucking hell. We had a fun morning this morning. William's did. Have you a date for your show you're doing?
I do, and I can't remember. I think it's 19th of July.
Oh, this guy and his fucking promotions.
Oh, sorry guys, a brain damage. I don't remember things.
12th of July, he's doing a show.
I think they actually gave me that date, and I went, no, I'll be busy.
Yeah.
I will not be. They actually gave me the 1st or the 12th, and I was like, 2 nights that I won't be doing.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, we did a wee photo shoot in here. It was good times. So
it was. I wore that wee luchador mask for about an hour after we stopped taking photos. I was just bummed out, no shirt, the luchador mask.
Strangely, you feel weirdly confident when you put it on.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I nearly said Lee Stewart, like a fucking, like Joe Biden dementia boy. Stuart Lee did the character, with he put the wrestling mask on.
I never saw it.
And did a whole fringe run with the thing on.
That's the most Stuart Lee fucking thing ever.
And he was supposed to be like anonymous, but it was a known,
it was
a known fact that it was him. Like.
Yeah.
Do you like Stuart Lee?
I like Stuart Lee. I don't, but I hate fans of Stuart Lee.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, I'm trying to think, like, do you know just certain things, like fans don't fuck up about it? And you're like Radiohead's a good example of that.
Yeah.
I like Radiohead, but Radiohead are the best fucking band ever. Do my fucking tits in.
Yeah, I get
because they can't just like that thing. They get annoyed at you for liking other things.
Well, it's like because he is great at it. He does that like anti-comedy.
Yeah.
People confuse that, and especially people who like him who do stand up with like not being funny.
Yeah.
And like anti comedy.
And being smug for like what a comedian would have said there.
You guys, it's a bit like fucking abstract art. Learn to do it right.
Yeah.
And then fuck about. Don't be like, It's like picking up a guitar and going and being like, man, it's abstract, that's how I play.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, you fucking can't play it at all.
Yeah. To be that meta, you have to be great at it. And then you can be meta. I'm so fucking smooth. Do you know what I mean? It's like Weird Al Yankovic, for example, saying like he can parody any song because the dude can play fucking everything because he's a great musician.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Or like the South Park guys, they do all their songs in the show were like deliberately kind of shit and silly.
Yeah.
But they're great because they can play proper shit.
Yeah, totally. It's, do you know what I mean? That's the thing. It's like I've seen even, it was an episode of Lemmy or something, and he was like a caretaker, like sweeping up, and then he stood on the stage with a brush and he was like pretend to be a fucking like an MC, like you fucking like this one. You're like, yeah, it's easy to like laugh at, but you're like, go do it for real.
Yeah,
you know, it's like there's a real fucking craft to it. Yeah. Like
that's because like our brand of comedy would get slag off as like, oh, it's just fucking white dudes doing dick jokes, and you're like, absolutely, but there's more to it than that.
But people play it down, like.
Yeah,
people always go, oh, I'm just doing dick jokes and all. You're like, I think
I could go up there and talk about the dick. Fucking go ahead.
An awful lot more than dick jokes to carry you through an hour long set. Like,
yeah, maybe your biggest laugh will be like a wee silly dick joke, but like, you know, you need more. It's like the way you're saying you get people who are influenced by Stuart Lee and try to do it badly. On the flip side of that, you'll get people influenced by like Bill Burr or Louis C.K. who don't have the skill to be like as dirty or as aggressive. And they're just on stage being filthy with no punchline.
Well, that's it. They take it at like face value.
Yeah. Like, you're just getting your cum in your fucking sister's face.
They always like, talk about like, I remember seeing a documentary about Bill Hicks, who I really like Bill Hicks, but not even as a comedian. I know it, like you'd watch it and be like, this isn't even funny. But what he did at the time, I thought was pretty fucking badass. Like, but I heard someone go, what do you call it? A guy died, Sean something. Anyway, he was like, he like ruined.
Luck?
No. He like ruined comedy, Bill Hicks did, for about 10 years, he said, because people seen it and were like, I'm going to go all fucking part of the people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't good or funny, so they just looked like a maniac.
Yeah.
And I noticed, I actually grew up through it, where Louis C.K. started doing all his own stuff, doing his own specials, and people thought, like, I just get up there and talk this and start, you know, be a bit dirty, but kind of, and you're like, it's so much more than that, but you just don't see it.
Watch early CK, like, see if you ever do, like,
watch that last one. That last one's fucking,
no, I was gonna say early, like when he's like my age.
Oh yeah,
and you'll see like, oh fuck, there has been an evolution.
Yeah, because he was super,
of an artistic process.
He was super weird, and then it got to the point where it was so fucking like subtle that people thought it was just talking.
Yeah,
and so many people got up and just talked, and you're like, you just, it's so buried beneath like a load of stuff. Did you see that latest one? I bought it on his website.
Fuck me. I don't care what he did. He's brilliant.
I know. He can't.
he could dang up my man to a tour. That special's fucking brilliant.
I mean, it's not the best behavior to be doing, like, but no. It's kind of like, it's like, obviously comedy has some fucking weirdos in it, and especially back in them days, like,
for the weirdos. People are like, I can't believe this creative genius is weird. Yeah, you have to be. You have to be a, see things differently and interpret things differently to be able to do that.
And I think you're able to, you know, if you're doing comedy, I think you should be able to fucking watch a special to just take it in as a piece of performance and be like, yeah, I still wouldn't be wanking in front of people.
No, I wouldn't be doing that. But as long as Lost Profits are on my Spotify.
Yeah, but that's the difference.
I'll be doing
that's
like.
But everyone gets lumped in. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like people were, he got caught.
That's what I'm saying. They're way worse.
Yeah, he got caught up in that wave of like, Cosby, and you're
Weinstein,
like, all these comedians, and you're like, the dude raped dozens of women while they were asleep.
Yeah,
this one guy.
Yeah, Weinstein hired fucking ex Mossad agents to follow people about.
Yeah,
this dude just went, can I get my dick out?
Yeah, not that it's, you know,
not the downplay, it's very bad. Yeah, keep your dick in, but it's not that level.
I know, and as Dave Chappelle said, if that was enough of an experience to ruin your comedy career, maybe you had a bit of a brittle spirit. That's what he said in that special.
I remember. But that latest one, because I remember I read a review, like, now people like review Lucy Ken, like they'll just shit on it no matter what. They'll be like, well, he's not funny anymore and he's just gross and dirty. And you're like, hey, gross and dirty.
Oh, for sure.
Always. But the best bit in that is the Good Will Hunting bit.
Yeah.
That joke is fucking amazing, where he just breaks down the screenwriting process.
First off, like I'm like, amazing.
Yeah.
I just know things. I don't even learn them.
I know. I just work as a fucking caretaker and you know, I can do this somehow.
It's like, oh God, do I like apples?
How do you like them apples? I don't think I've been able to get through that film ever.
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
Let me just double, and people hate this. How long have we been talking for now? Is it 40, 50 minutes?
About 50, yes.
50. We better get some questions done here because the boys have got to go to Laverick's.
This has been nice.
We fuck up, dude.
What did you?
25.
I think we discussed that before. I'm a clean decade older than you.
See, to me, I think because I've been doing stand-up that long, people think I'm a wee touch older.
Aye, well, it's aged you terribly.
Oh, it has.
You know, the late nights and the fucking whatever else.
You know what I mean?
Substance abuse. did a podcast today, then got removed. Oh, this is just someone complaining. Yeah. No, I accidentally uploaded it in the wrong day and took it away, mate, so don't you worry about it. What do you think about the Cody news? What? The Cody news, Wills? Oh.
Oh, that's a rat. Sorry, mate. That's so niche. Cody, it's fucking... Cody Rhodes left WWE, founded a new company, left that company, went WWE. It's mental. Mental.
He's went out in his own. He threw me off when he said Wills there. That threw me off.
That's what people call me.
People call you Wills. That's very royal, isn't it?
Will or Wills. That's what everyone calls me.
Well,
and then you come in here and it's like I'm drinking the fucking welders. There's Big Billy. What's on the front?
Well, he's cute. You know what I mean? But it'll be.
Willies are cute.
Willies, they're cute.
Clip it.
But it'll be fucking. It'll be Billy from here on out.
We Billy Thompson.
Billy Thompson. Do you have a middle name?
Jamie.
Billy Jamie Thompson. Just that doesn't roll off the tongue, does
it?
Nah,
doesn't.
Apparently, I was supposed to be called Jamie.
Jamie Gaddis.
Someone told me that you were supposed to be Jamie.
You sued a Colin.
Boring as fuck. Colin, I can't even. Sometimes I can't even say my own name.
Colleen.
People are like, "What's the name on it?" And I'm like, "Colin." Colin. Say it too many times. You're like, "Is that even a fucking word?" Anyway, what's the best Kanye West song?
Fuck, how long have we got?
Have you watched Genius?
I've watched the start of it.
Me too, I've watched the start of it.
He's one of those, I appreciate his drive, but he's quite an annoying cunt.
He is, and you know, there's a lot of like, it's fun to see that old footage. It's amazing how, you know, great people always have a lot of doc footage surrounding them. It's like, it's fun to see people not real, you know, because they're obviously like, this guy's fucking won't fuck off here.
No.
To know that like, he's going to be like, he is going to be culture at some point. Yeah. Just everything you do is dictated by whatever.
Because when he puts an album out for the next 3 years, everyone's trying to do that.
Exactly.
Album. Best, if we're going to have to pick one, best one, Runaway.
I don't like that
song. Oh, it's a fucking great, if you get the atmosphere of it right now, it's great.
I don't like it. I'm just going to say right now, I don't like it. best Kanye West song.
Through the Wire is a banger.
That's good.
Oh, he man, has so many. It's not even fun.
They evolve every time. Like, cause my favorite, for no reason at all, is On Sight from Yeezus.
I hate that. On Sight!
I love it because it's so hectic. I actually love it.
It starts off with a
Blood on the Leaves is a banger.
That's great.
I do really
Black Skinhead's
like,
good.
Black Skinhead's fucking brilliant too. I Am a God, you know, from that's probably my favorite album.
No Church in the Wild.
Yes.
If you're needing a slow motion, someone walking into a room.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. There's so many are fucking good now. Oh, it's killing me.
You'll be here all day because he has so many.
Yeah. But you can pick one of every flavor.
You can let you go, career. What favorite genre of Kanye? And he has one in it.
Yeah. Please ask William how a man would go about acquiring a rim job. I mean.
From me?
Billy, lick my arse.
Wee Willie, lick a hole. That's nice. Why am I known for this all of a sudden? Like, I'm the
fucking... Because I've talked about it loads on here.
Everyone just stops me and be like, how do you lick holes? I'm like, I don't... Like, it's not like
I thought
a daily occurrence.
Maybe this guy's going like, you've been rimmed.
Mm.
How do I go about getting rimmed?
I don't know.
If I had to guess, it's be, you know, have a smooth, hairless body like yours.
Yeah. See, if there was a formula to it, do you think I'd be out of the fucking house? I'd be inside getting my ass hit.
Just start a course where you teach people how to get rimmed. Do you want to get rimmed?
Lesson one, hygiene.
Hygiene. Hairless body.
No hygiene, one. Welcome back to the course. How are you?
No one wants to lick a hairy stink. Am I right, guys?
Keep it clean, keep it pretty.
Yeah.
And ask nicely. And if they say no, don't do it. Don't be going in there like Rikishi, just throwing it right in their face. Fuck.
Have you learned to twerk yet?
No, I do not have the hip movement for that.
Correct. Just lie there like a wee dead sheep on its back. Lick my ass.
Like a baby, it needs wiped.
Did you hear the full story of the guy who got glassed at your recent dairy gig? I found out by a regular in the bar that he'd done it to himself. That's not the first time I've ever heard something like that. I knew someone in a rage fucking hit themselves with a glass.
That wouldn't... I was speaking to the guy before it happened. Wouldn't amaze me. Wouldn't surprise me if he did do it to himself. He was fucking wipe stinking. He came up to me and he was like, because I was wearing that wee pink Stussy number I have, and he was like, you look like a fucking dick in pink, and he's in a full stinking tracksuit in the work vest. And I was like, do it, mate, aye. And then he was just fucking torturing everybody. Halfway through my gig, I was on stage, he stood up, pointed at me, and paced up and down the room.
Oh?
Just doing this. And I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to address that.
Man, that's dairy for you.
And then he just comes around the corner, covered head to toe in blood, and after he got glassed, he was more articulate. He was like, I would like to speak to our manager as premises.
We are bleeding out a lot of alcohol. I told this story at one of the True Bill nights in Laveries, but I remember getting on a bus in university, and it was like a mystery tour. And it went to fucking Clubland or something in Cookstown. Some mystery tour that was. But we got
mystery
there.
Is the way you'd fucking go.
Exactly.
There.
We were fucking drinking like shots of Jack Daniels and all on the bus. Out of like white cups, just like cups full of whiskey, hammered, and you know, one of them nights, just the whole thing is just a fucking haze. And then at the fucking at the end of the night, I'm fucking trying to, my wee old mobile phone, trying to fucking phone people, oh, fuck this, everybody. And I turned around and tripped and fell on a guy in a wheelchair and nearly killed him. But it was so funny because Maureen was like, this guy's like famous. She was like, oh, that's fucking Johnny Crazy Legs or something. Like, he's a famous guy. And I was like, fuck, do you know him? She's like, yeah, he's never out of the place. But it was such a, you know, just one of those weird scenarios where like a fell. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, mate. And then I turned around, there's a guy on the phone, drenched in blood, like all over his face, like a horror movie. Like, oh, you can't fucking, you can't get a taxi. I was just like, you know, just that fucking hellscape of like, where the fuck am I?
Think you're in the fucking start of Blade.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a Belfast thing to give like such a wee nickname to someone who is genuinely disabled.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's Johnny Crazy Legs.
There's fucking Crazy Legs.
Or Davy Schizo Biscuits talks to himself.
Schizo Biscuits. Yeah, fuck
one. You can't have one, you have to have five.
Fuck one, Mario will kill one. Arlene Foster, Naomi Long, and your ma.
Fuck.
And our boy Patrick Picasso goes, Christ, swear both their ma's are dead. And then we emoji like,
be good just to see her again, wouldn't it? You well?
Oh, stop.
Are you proud of me? Go to a grave every Sunday.
Oh, God. You've been getting many rim jobs?
Speaking of which,
big son. Hey, big son. Oh my God, I'm gonna cut that out.
Clip it.
Have you ever had to take a fully naked shit, no restrictive clothes? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and I don't like it. I will put boxers on to take them off the shit. Do you know what I mean?
All right, okay, fair enough. Let me see. Okay, who would your Survivor Series team be for the former WWF wrestlers? How long have we got now, realistically?
Not very long.
I don't know, 5 minutes? 5 minutes?
Every question I get is like...
Yeah, fuck all that.
What WWE wrestler would you rim?
Well, quick fire, what does William think? Does William think Rosie Jones is a bit over the top?
No, I've met her. That's just the kind of cerebral palsy she has.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, it's all different. It's different.
A bit over the top. People as if she's out, thanks for and then just the camera's cut. She's like, all right, lads, I'll see you next week.
I'll just I have gymnastics to go to here.
Yeah. Cartwheels away.
Yeah. People see me and be like, oh, he, and then see someone else start apologizing. Be like, but he's different. You're like, it's not the fucking same thing for everyone. That's an umbrella term.
Yeah, it's like there's a sliding scale of like,
yeah.
Yeah, because yours is barely noticeable, as we now know.
Yeah, why did I point that? That's John Butler. I'm also blind. Mine's barely noticeable until I run for 20 minutes, and I'm fucking.
That's weirdly, you know, in this day and age, you could pick someone up on that and be like, what do you mean, barely noticeable?
Oh, I plan to.
It's fucking barely noticeable until you play me fucking table tennis.
Yeah.
Then it is noticeable.
But I'm almost glad of that, because it's not only do I get material out of being disabled, it's an extra element of, well, you can't tell that I am.
Yeah.
So then it's an extra little fucking layer that I get.
It's a bit like, you know, I'm a big fan of Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
And he fucking goes off on these rants and people think, you're this fucking right-wing conservative. And he's like, but I'm gay. You know?
That's it, yeah.
Aha!
I say something really horrific and I'm like, one of my favorite things to do is go, my wee brain doesn't work and I don't know better.
Nothing to do with cerebral palsy.
So I'm like the copious cocaine. But
drugs.
That's a great name for a band, Copious Cocaine. Sorry, go on, next question.
That's we'll just pick and choose some.
Yeah, I trust your judgment.
Right, we'll go a couple more. Have either of you had any run-ins with any British comedians, or are there any that you've met that are a bit cunty?
Well, here's the thing.
He is a fucking British comedian. What are you talking about?
Right, nah,
check out passport. Know what I mean?
Check out passport. Port.
I forgot I was going to say border. I don't know why.
Check his passport.
Check out passport.
What?
Fuck off.
If someone's contacted, you can kind of pick it up in the first few minutes. I won't speak to them. Do you know what I mean? I'm not someone who'll go out of my way or get offended.
I gotta say, I don't know whether it's nerves or what it is, but it's a lot more cold. You know what I mean? No one's as up for the crack as much.
We're so used to all of us just being lovely fellas.
Just lovely guys, you know what I mean? Yeah. Right, we'll have to end on this. This is our last question.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hello, chaps. Question for William. As someone who also has a disability, did he ever have any issues around the disability when starting out in comedy? Also, Colin, can I have a... Can you fuck up too for your birthday? Yes, mate.
Will you fuck up too?
Anything happy for you, birthday. Andy.
Well, I wonder what he means. Any
disability
issues
with starting out in comedy?
I did have a few people kind of angrily coming up to me, being like, "Why are you doing disabled material?" And I'm like, "Cause I am disabled." They're like proper angry at me, and they're like, "Explain it to me." You know what I mean? It took people a while to think. People thought it was just a bit I was doing.
You need to start wearing tank tops and all, so you get exposed. Just, you know what I mean?
You can see the difference in the wee mask picture. You can see the arms against each other, there is a clear difference. But the only reason my disability isn't noticeable, when I was younger, my mum put a lot of work into not making me disabled. Like, my arm would come up, she would slap it. As like, it's now reflection for me to put it down whenever it comes up.
Is your mum putting a full fucking arm bar on you in the front room?
Dick. Do you know what I mean? The amount of hours of... I had so much speech therapy when I was younger. People always go to me, why do you speak so loudly and like really enunciate? Because I have, like, it's in my jaw, and that's why I have to talk like this. Because if I didn't, I would be sounding like I couldn't really understand me. That's how I talked when I was younger. You couldn't make me out.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot of work that went into me, you know, not looking disabled. Well, as bad as that sounds.
If you've tinnitus after listening to this episode.
Yeah.
It's because Billy has to speak
loud
and clear for you to fucking know what he's saying.
Yeah, I sound like I should be in an orange hall saying we're not taking it.
I'm going to call this episode No Surrender.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Right, we have to get out of here. Mm-hmm. My guest today, Billy Thompson. Cheers for coming on. We're going to Lavery's. He's emceeing tonight. Happy fucking days. Take it easy, guys. Manscaped. Harry's. That's it.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Strictly for my chicken wings.
Chicken wings with attitude.